blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 250, stanzas 1 and 2. How good it is to thank the Lord and praise to Thee, Most High Accord, to show Thy love with morning light, and tell Thy faithfulness each night. Yea, good it is Thy praise to sing, and all our sweetest music bring. 1 and 2 of Psalter 250.
Before the wonders of Thy hand.
Scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in the prophecy of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. Isaiah chapter 42. But first, we will make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Isaiah chapter 42. Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rocks sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our gods. Hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as the Lord's servant, seeing many things, but thou observest not, opening the ears, but he heareth not? The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none delivereth, for a spoil and none saith restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not the Lord he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he hath poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it hath set him on fire round about. Yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart. So far the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, who can rightly pray to thee? And we are to come before thee upon thy command, but also at thy invitation. And then, Lord, thou knowest all our needs and all that is within us. And especially considering all that has taken place in this morning hour, whereof thou thyself was the witness. May it be that thou wast not a silent witness, but that thou may have spoken yet in this morning, and that thou may yet be the after speaker of thy word and of thy holy sacrament. For we have seen before us that awful testimony of the greatest part of this our dear flock. Lord, when we have to say that we have no need, that we do not see any preciousness in that dear beloved Son in whom thou hast so much delight. Lord, then we may acknowledge how deeply that we have fallen and how carnal and how hard-hearted that we are in and of ourselves. All everything that has to come from Thee, and when Thou wilt not open our eyes to our own need, then Thy Son shall never become precious and necessary in our sight. Lord, we beseech Thee then in Thy mercy that Thou would look upon us as a congregation. Oh, when that great day of judgment, when it would be there in this very day, then how shall we appear before Thy judgment seat? Then where shall we stand when Thou wilt separate the sheep from the goats? And when Thou wilt place some on Thy right hand and others on Thy left hand? And then it is no perfect separation here below within Thy outward church. But in that day it shall be a separation that is made by Thee. Then there shall be no mistake. Then there shall be none on the right hand that belong on the left hand. And there shall be none on the left hand that belong on Thy right hand. Lord, wilt Thou then make us honest with ourselves? And wilt Thou give us that true uprightness of heart before Thee? Or when we have made a mistake, or when we have done that which we ought not to have done, or when we have stayed away, when it was our place to come unto Thy table, Lord, then wilt Thou give this afternoon our light from above. All we have read it out of Thy word, that Thou will give light to them that are in darkness. Oh, when we deceive ourselves, then we are in a great darkness. Oh, that Thou may then give light. But Lord, then there is a people that may feel that darkness. Oh, and that cannot see a way before them. Oh, then there is a way for everyone, but there is no way for me. Lord, we beseech Thee that Thou would visit such, even in this day yet, to bring Thy word with comfort in their soul, that Thou would open something of Thy dear self, and how that Thou hast made a way in and through Thine only begotten Son. Oh, He needs to be revealed unto us, else we can never see Him. Lord, remember all Thy children, those that may have come to Thy table, those who may have partaken of those tokens of Thy love, Thy everlasting love, and of Thy mercy unto the most wretched and the guilty ones. Lord, may it not have been in such a dry way, but, oh, Thou art able to renew it, and Thou art able to give a song, even as we read together out of Thy word, sing. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Oh, may it be in the heart of Thy children even in this day, that they may magnify and glorify that great wonder that Thou hast in mercy shown unto them so undeservingly. Lord, wilt Thou look upon each and every one of us? Oh, we each have a soul. We all need the same thing. We all need to be taught from above. Lord, that Thou may do so in this Thy holy day as the great prophet of Thy people, and that Thou may administer comfort to the distressed, those that may be in much turmoil. After this morning hour, Lord, could it please Thee to solve the riddles, and to take away the perplexities, and to make Thy word plain, to open it up to us who are such ignorant people. Lord, look on us in the way that we must go into the future. Lord, that it may be that thy word and sacrament may be sanctified, and that as we go forward, that there may be a blessing left behind for our life, for our heart. Remember the youth and the children. Wilt thou give them to remember their Creator in the days of their youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh that they will say, I have no pleasure in them. Oh, that they may see the beauty of the service of the Lord, and that they may desire that blessed portion of Jacob, and that they may seek it in their youth, and that thou may work in the rising generation, that the sons and the daughters may take the place of the fathers and the mothers in grace. Give us help to bring them up in the fear and in the nurture of thee. And wilt thou give love to one another, parents, husbands, and wives. Give us wisdom. Give us love and tenderness in the bringing up of our children. Give obedience of children to parents, and that children may love one another in the short space of time that we may have together here below, that we may learn to be in hand and a foot to all that are distressed in this world, that we may remember the poor, and that we may be taught to do as thou hast done, and that is to look upon all that are distressed and needy. Be with him that was to receive surgery in this day. We know not these moments, all things, but Lord, thou dost know, and wilt thou care for him, and wilt thou spare him, and wilt thou visit him. Remember him also that was to lead the services in that place in this afternoon and this evening. Wilt thou strengthen and help him, and give thy presence also in that place. Be with thy servants in the sister congregations nearby and all over the face of this globe. Lord, when they are truly sent by thee, then they cannot do it. But Lord, wilt thou help them? Thou hast promised it to them. Behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Lord, wilt thou look upon us then too in this afternoon hour? Oh, we are called to stand here again. Lord, oh, be on our right and on our left hand. What can we do without thee, that it may not be but the words of a man? Take away what is from us, and give thy Spirit in a rich measure. Oh, that thou may be amongst us, that it may be felt, Lord, that it may be experienced, and that thy presence and thy nearness may accompany thy word, that it may go forth as an arrow for the first time, that it may come forth as the dew, that it may be for the glory of thy name and to our soul's welfare. Forgive and keep us from all iniquity. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 378, all stanzas. Give thanks to God. For good is he, his grace abideth ever. To him all praise and glory be, his mercy faileth never. His wondrous works with praise record, his grace abideth ever. The only God, the sovereign Lord, whose mercy faileth never. We announce that, the Lord willing, there will be a members' meeting on a Wednesday, December 13th, at 7:30 p.m. Duos have been set by the consistory for elder Mr. John Moons and Mr. Martin Niels, for deacon Mr. Hank Arnold Dusen and Mr. Henry Van Sluice. Psalter 378, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Congregation, we are gathered in this afternoon hour, in an hour of reflection that is concerning the Lord's Supper, which has taken place in our midst in this morning. And why an hour of reflection? Because that is a most serious confession which has been made by each one of us in this day. A confession that is concerning our need for a mediator. To reflect, that is to consider something very intently. That is to look back. Our world is in a hurry. Are we also in a hurry? Our world that does little reflecting, is that also true of us and of our children? On the other hand, then, it is also an Advent season which we are in. And in an Advent season, then the Church of God is looking forward. That is, and that it is concerning a church that is looking for the fulfillment of the promise of the Lord. Thus, the true church that has an inner life, a life that is reflecting, a life that is looking back, that looks at the present, and that looks also at the future. Have we also such a life? We want to consider that together in this afternoon hour from the words of our text, which you can find in Isaiah chapter 42, the verses 10, 11, and 12. Isaiah 42, verses 10, 11, and 12. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains, let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. So far, our text. A new song first. To whom this song will be sung? Second, by whom this song will be sung? And third, for what this song will be sung. Thus, a new song. First, to whom? Second, by whom? And third, for what the singing of this new song? Our text that speaks about singing. Singing, congregation, that is an act of meditation. Because when we sing, then we are often reflecting on those blessings which are behind us. And then we are reflecting on our present circumstances. And then also considering the future desires. Then often there is a prayer for the future in song. For that reason, singing ought never to be fast. Even songs of praise, We read in Psalm 92 to sing forth the praises of the Lord with a solemn sound. Solemn, that is never fast. The word that actually means to meditate. Thus, our singing that ought to be done in a meditative way, in a thoughtful way. David was the man after God's heart. And David has penned for us so many of those psalms which that true church of God may sing. And then within those psalms may be heard the experience, the desires that are laying within the heart of that true church of God. And therefore, even this man of God, the secondary author of so many of these psalms, then he has directed us to sing, he says, the praises of the Lord with understanding, that is, with insight, with comprehension. Our singing that ought also to be done with great reverence. And why? Because of Him to whom that we are singing. And who is that? That is to God Himself. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Oh, how there ought to be in our heart a holy impression when we approach that God, not only in the way of prayer, but also in the way of song. Sing unto the Lord a new song. What is the final aim? What is the final purpose of God in all His decrees, in all of His works? That is the honor and the glory of His most worthy and His most holy name. That was the purpose of predestination. That was the purpose of our creation. That was even the purpose of our fall. Every work of God, in it He is seeking His own honor and His own glory. But here, then we read something in a very special way, because it says, sing unto the Lord a new song. But that word Lord is capitalized. That is, sing unto Jehovah a new song. That is, sing unto the covenant God of the children of Israel a new song. Thus, then it is speaking especially about the work of redemption. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Thus, in a special way, the Lord is going to be glorified in that work of redemption. Maybe many of us have no concern at all about that work of redemption. We have not considered so much of it perhaps in the week that is gone by, when that Holy Supper was to be administered, and that we go on in our life living in such a careless way. Maybe we sing the songs of this world, with all of their passion, with all of their emotion, with all of their wicked and ungodly desires. Maybe, young people, maybe you don't want to sing in church. Maybe you are ashamed to sing the psalms. the Psalters, that which is written in the Word of God. You are ashamed before your friends. That is a false shame. Oh, what will be the work of God's true people one day in heaven? What is done there? Do you know that, boys and girls, in heaven? That is a place where God's children may sing. Oh, and that singing that begins not there. No, but that singing, that true singing that is beginning already here by moments in their life here below. There is no singing in hell. No, we read there is weeping, there is wailing, and there is gnashing of teeth. But maybe it is not so in our life, that we can live so careless. Maybe that is not so that we can live so easy along with the world. Maybe that is not so that we like to sing the songs of the world, and we have none of those CDs in our cars. No, maybe it is so that when that Holy Supper that is administered, then we sit with a certain reverence. And we can even feel something of the holiness. We can feel something of the solemnity. Or maybe we even see a little bit of that beauty, the preciousness of that portion that belongs unto the true people of the Lord. Or maybe it is even that we like to sing in the church. Or maybe we even like to sing within the choir music. Oh, then we say that is so beautiful. And that is true. Oh, that is a gift of God. Then you say, oh, then the Lord has given such talents unto men. Oh, then I will use those talents. I will use those talents to the honor and to the glory of God. I will sing to the honor of the name of the Lord. Be careful. Be careful what you say. We will sing to the honor and to the glory of the Lord. Is that so? Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. But are we able? Are we able to sing such a new song? Oh, what is that? What is that truly to sing to the honor and to the praise of that name of Jehovah? Actually, that is an act of true worship. Or actually, that is a spiritual act. Paul says, I will sing with the understanding, yes. But he also says, I will sing with the Spirit. Thus they cannot be accomplished outside of the possession of grace. That is something that is done by the true people of the Lord. And that in this life only in such a small, small beginning. Ought we not to sing then? Oh, yes. Oh, we were created to do so. We were created to bring forth that honor and the glory of God. But let us never think that we are still able to bring forth that honor and the glory of God. No. Then we deny our deep fall. Then we say that we are capable still of bringing forth an act which is spiritual and which is good and pleasing in that sight of God. No. No, all of our show that is not pleasing unto the Lord.
Oh, where do we need to be brought that we truly may sing in an upright way? Oh, then we need to be brought so in the dust. We need to be brought so low before the Lord. David, he danced and he sang with the maid servants. He was not ashamed to do so. No, the Lord brought him so low, then he could place himself with the lowest, lower than all the people that are here upon this world, though that he was the exalted King of Israel. Oh, what a blessed place to be. And there David, he may sing truly to the honor and to the glory of the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Oh, congregation, did you ever receive an impression that you cannot do this rightly? Did you ever feel something? How that it is all so outward, that it is all so with our lips, that we are not able to bring that forth out of that wretched heart? Was that ever for you a grief, or were you ever jealous of that true church of God who may begin to sing already here upon this world? Oh, but there was a time that they also could not sing. No, there was a time that they were so unhappy. Oh, there was a time that they felt themselves to be so without God in this world. Oh, there are other times they could not sing. When was that, boys and girls? You read it in the Bible. They put the instruments of singing upon the trees. They hung them up. And why? Oh, the harps on the willows. Because the Lord was hiding his face. Because they could not see his countenance. Because they could not feel his favor. Because they had sinned against God. Oh, but yet there are moments. There are times that the church may sing no. No, there are times that the church, they must sing. Oh, that is the work of eternity. But that work of eternity that will begin in the time, and that people will not do a strange work when they enter into that place of glory. But who will do that work? Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rocks sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Thus, who is it? Then we can hear it, one after the other, to whom the Lord is saying to sing this new song. They are those that are at the end of the earth. They are those that go down unto the sea, those that are on the isles, those that are in the wilderness, in the villages of Kedar, those that live in the rocks. Thus, to whom is the Lord speaking? Then he is speaking to those who are not of the children of Israel. Those that are at the ends of the earth. Those that go down unto the sea. Or he is speaking unto the Gentiles. Congregation, that is remarkable. And why is that remarkable? Because this is from the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah lived when, boys and girls? That was in the Old Testament. Well, who was the people of the Lord? Who were they? What is that nation that the Lord had chosen? That was Jacob's children. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. That was the people of the Lord. They had to be circumcised. They were the chosen ones. They were the privileged ones. But here, then we read of a singing of the Gentiles. A command for the heathen round about the children of Israel that they should begin to sing. And to whom? To whom must they begin to sing? Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare His praise in the islands. And for a second time, then it is, let them give glory unto Jehovah. That is, let the Gentiles give glory unto that covenant God of Israel. And that is a great wonder. How can that be? That they should give glory from the ends of the earth to that God who has made a covenant with His people? Well, Isaiah, he is prophesying of the future. He is prophesying of a New Testament dispensation. He is prophesying of the time of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh. He is prophesying of the time that that middle wall of partition will be broken down between the Jewish nation and all of the Gentiles. And then that the Gentiles from the outside, they are also going to be brought in to that kingdom of God. They will also begin to sing with Israel when God's kingdom that will be extended unto every nation that is in this world. And thus, then it is going to be a spiritual seed from all the nations of the world, a spiritual seed, even from the heathen, a spiritual seed, even from those who are today worshiping the idols, that the Lord is going to open that door, as so that those who were outside of that privileged nation, that they also will be brought in. That the Lord is going to open the door for the wicked. That He is going to open the door for the ungodly. Oh, for them. For them that is going to become the greatest wonder. That they also may be brought in. And that they also may receive part of that blessed inheritance with that true people of the Lord. Congregation in the Old Testament. Then the Lord has already not left the outsiders without hope. Those that could not place themselves among that true people of the Lord. Then the Lord has given already a promise. Even in that time of Isaiah. And given that people reason to sing. He says, I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. And I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Oh, then it could be. It could be that there were those in this morning that had no freedom. No freedom. To come out of your bench as it were nailed to your place. No freedom to bring yourself among that true people of the Lord. that you have to say no. No, I am an outsider. No, I am a Gentile. No, I do not belong unto that privileged people. No, I do not partake of the blessings of that true people of the Lord. And yet maybe the Lord gave you yet to sing in your bench. Maybe the Lord has given you to see more in that place than as some that have come unto that holy supper of the Lord. Congregation, may we become a little personal this afternoon. In a personal way, we have never felt so much freedom to sing. When the Lord's Supper was administered, as when we were sitting at a service in the Netherlands, and when we may behold this, and not able to understand a word that minister was saying. But we came into that church as the blackest, as the most vile, as the most wretched among all that blessed congregation in our eyes. And the Lord knows how to bring us there. The Lord can bring us there for the first time, and He can bring us there by renewal. And then there was one word that the Lord gave us to understand. You don't need, young people, you don't need to understand everything. The Lord can give a blessing when you may receive one word. Oh, there we sat. And the Lord gave us to understand one word. You know what it was? That He sits and He eats with publicans and with sinners. Congregation, we will never forget it. Oh, how we could sing there. No, we had no freedom to come in the midst of that congregation to that table of the Lord. But our heart that did leap for joy to think that the Lord, oh, we heard it so many times in our life, from our youth unto that day. And we could not understand a word of the Psalms that blessed congregation may sing, but our heart that may leap for joy that the Lord, He sits and He eats with publicans and with sinners. And then how beautiful, oh, how beautiful were those blessed tokens of that suffering dying of that Lord Jesus Christ. What a beauty. What a beauty in that awful suffering. In the soul and body of that servant of the Lord. Oh, then, what precious tokens that the Lord did give to show forth that suffering and that death unto His people. He sits and He eats with not the righteous, no, but He sits and He eats with publicans and with sinners, congregation. Oh, then we cannot sing with our mouth even, but then our heart can sing. Oh, do we know the smallest part of that song? It can be the opposite. It can be that we have come to that table of the Lord in this morning. It can be we have come there and we have sung with no divine right. We have placed ourselves among the people of the Lord. We have rejoiced with the people of the Lord, just as if we were one of the people, a congregation, that we have included ourselves, and we have never been included by the Lord. And that is so, so dangerous. Why? Outward Israel, the external Israel, was rejected by the Lord. They had their form, but they were rejected. And why were they rejected? They retained congregation their integrity. They were always in themselves, the children of Abraham. And they never became a Gentile. And they never became a heathen. Oh, and then there was in them no place for that blessed Savior. There is nothing so dangerous as including ourselves among the children of the Lord. Then the Lord is leaving us to the hardening of our heart, eating and drinking, judgment to ourselves. What does Boston say of that temporary faith? If an angel congregation, if an angel came from heaven, then he cannot make that people to doubt. So hard that people are holding on to what is not belonging to them. Oh, that church, that true church is going to sing, that is going to belong to begin here below. But it is going to be a church that is made up of those who have sinned themselves outside of that blessed communion of the Lord, and who cannot bring themselves on the inside anymore, and of those who are placed by the Lord on the inside. And they shall magnify and glorify that name of the Lord forever and forever. Let us sing for Psalter 403. Praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing unto our God. 'Tis right and pleasant for his saints to tell his praise abroad. The Lord our God builds up his church. He seeks her wandering sons. He binds their wounds and gently heals the broken hearted ones. Psalter 403, stanzas 1, 2, and 3.
Thank you.
Our last thought for what they shall sing. Sing unto the Lord a new song. What is that? What is the difference between the old songs which they have sung and now this new song? Well, that new song is the song of the redeemed. And then there is no song like that song upon the earth. The children of Israel, they have often sung because singing that was part of their worship. And we know how that they have sung when they were delivered from that land of Egypt. Or we can read of how they have sung when the Lord has delivered them out of that hand of Sisera. Or how that the praises of the Lord have gone forth from the children of Israel. When the Lord sent David to deliver them out of the hand of Goliath and of the Philistines. And so many more places. All they have sung. But what do we read here now? Sing unto the Lord a new song. So the Lord, he requires a new song for what? Well, Isaiah, he is prophesying of the days of the coming of that Redeemer in the flesh. Thus he is prophesying about the fulfillment of the promises of God to his people. Behold, he says, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them, sing unto the Lord a new song. Oh, what former song would be appropriate for the children of Israel for such an occasion as this? What former song could they borrow, as it were, that would rightly express what was to be expressed unto God for the sending forth of His only begotten Son here below? No, he says, then it must be a new song. Then it must be a song that is expressly fit for this occasion. Oh, what former song can really say it rightly? A congregation who actually can express it rightly. Oh, what song is equal unto that song of the angels that did sing in the presence of the shepherds when that Savior was born? Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Oh, an expression of that infinite mercy of God in the revelation of His only begotten Son. An exaltation of that Most High God in the revelation of the greatest mystery to take place here below. God manifest in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. But how is it now experienced? How is that now experienced in the heart, in the life of that true church? Because we said before, oh, then there are times when the people of God, they cannot sing because they are so unhappy, because they are without God in this world. And on the other hand, they love to sing. And they do sing. Oh, how do they sing? They sing as a missing person. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Oh, do you ever sing, boys and girls? When you wake up in the morning, and then you realize,
Oh, you realize it is the Sabbath day? Oh, is there then a song in your heart? A song, why? Because it is the Sunday? Because we may go up unto the house of God? Oh, was that not the song of David? Oh, what did David sing? He says, I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and praise, with that multitude that kept holy day. Oh, sometimes they come in that house of God and they are so discouraged. Why? Because they cannot sing. Oh, because they say it with their lips. But could they only get their heart in that right place to give that true and that living God all the honor and all the glory? Oh, but sometimes the Lord pours out His love in their heart. And then they are overwhelmed and then they may sing. Or sometimes the Lord is speaking and the Lord speaks a promise to their soul. And then they may sing again. Oh, young people, that service of the Lord. That is such a good service. Oh, it is such a pleasant, a becoming service. Food He daily gives the hungry. Sets the mourning prisoner free. Raises those bowed down with anguish. Makes the sightless eyes to see. And so He is giving them to sing. Oh, what do you think of that blessed service of the Lord? Do you think that that is all misery? Oh, no. No, even in the way of repentance, there is such a joy. They don't even need to sing it, no. Because when the tears, young people, boys and girls, when they are flowing down the cheeks of that people, oh, then already there is a joy that they would not forsake for that whole world. But now what does Isaiah say? He says, sing unto the Lord a new song. Thus, oh, the blessed songs of the church of God, they will not decrease, no. But the blessed songs of the church of God, they are only going to increase. Because there comes a time. There comes a time that the Lord is teaching His people a new song. And what is that new song? Oh, that is the song of the redeemed. That is the song of those who may be delivered. And that people, they may sing along a little. Already here, when they are upon this earth. Oh, in that time, when they had thought that the desire of their heart would never ever be fulfilled. Oh, when they thought they had never been able to sing. Oh, in that time when they thought that sin would have complete dominion. And when they would be therefore forever separated from that blessed and that eternal presence of the Lord. In that time when that curse of God was all that people could see. So that there was nothing but hell. Nothing but damnation that was before their eyes. In the time that they had to agree with the Lord. To say, Lord, Thou art so right. And Thou art so just. To cast me forever away. But Lord, if it has to be. Then I will sing there forever and forever. And to the glory and to the honor of Thy most holy name. And now that people. Oh, in such a time. That the Lord is opening just a little bit of what He has done for the most wretched and the guilty one here below. Opening up a little of that dear Son of God. A little of that free and sovereign grace to those who had sinned themselves forever on the outside. And then that people. Oh, that people, they may begin to sing, congregation, a new song. It is a song they have not sung before. No, they have sung so many times. Sung out of love. Sung out of desire. Sung with hunger and sung with thirst. But now the Lord is teaching that people a new song. And what is it? It is the song of that redeemed. What did David say? He says, the Lord, he has put a new song in my mouth. And when was it? He says, it was when I was lifted by the Lord out of a horrible pit and out of a miry clay. And the Lord, he set my feet upon a rock when I could not do it, when I was forever, forever lost. And the Lord, he has stretched forth his mighty arm. And he has delivered such a wretched creature as I am. And then David says, a new song. A song that I had never sung before in my life. Congregation, there is no song like that in this world. Oh, the song of the redeemed. A song of those who had forever and forever expected only to perish. John heard them sing. He says, I heard as it were that they sung a new song before the throne and before the elders and before the four beasts. And he says, no man on the earth could learn to sing that song. But the 144,000 that were redeemed from off the earth. That is a song that is only known and only sung by that true church of God. That is a song that is dwelling in their heart and that they cannot even express with the poor words of the language of men that is upon this world. But they shall all sing in joyful lays and laud his ways with jubilation, people of the Lord. Oh, may sometimes that song that you have learned a little bit to sing, may that sometimes be renewed in your heart and in your life. Oh, may it be renewed. May it be renewed a little bit even in this morning hour. When those tokens of his love, oh, when those tokens of the giving of himself even unto death, then they may be set before your eyes. Oh, he has finished everything. Oh, he has accomplished everything that was necessary for your salvation. Oh, he has redeemed from death, from hell, and from the grave. And now what is left? What is left for that redeemed church of God congregation but to sing and to sink away under the blessed mercy of the triune God of heaven and earth. Oh, he will not have burnt offerings, no. He will not have a sacrifice, no. But what will he have? He says, sing. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. He will have you to begin that eternal song here below. Oh, no. No, you are not yet here delivered. It is not yet the complete deliverance. But that enemy that is completely cut off, he has bruised that head of that enemy, and he will never conquer his people, and he will finish perfectly what he for you has undertaken. Oh, therefore sing. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise from the end of the earth. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, oh, could we but glorify, could we but magnify thee for what thou art to the wretched, to the most a sinful creature here below. Lord, oh, there is a beginning of it in the life of the Gentiles, in the life of those that deserve to be cast away, who may learn it in their life and who may see a little bit, oh, just a little portion, a little piece of thy face. that thou dost show through the window, when thou showest thyself through the lattice. Lord, increase the knowledge, the experience in the life of thy people. Lead them from step to step. Is it not to thy honor, Lord? Is it not to thy glory? When they will sink away under thy wonders, may it be known, may it be experienced by this, our dear flock. Oh, give that the stones would cry out if the people would not speak. Look on us then, further now, bring us safely to our homes. Wilt thou give that thy word and that sacrament that it may go with us in the week that is to come? Oh, that we may not be entirely void of a blessing, but that thou would follow it with thy favor. And Lord, wilt thou be with us also in catechism and confession classes? Remember us as a consistory in our meeting this week, and also as a congregation when we are to meet also. Lord, wilt thou help and wilt thou give that all things may be done decently and in order. Be thou in our midst. And wilt thou strengthen all that are weak and frail and all that mourn. Remember also in the coming Sabbath day, when we are to be in another place, wilt thou bring us safely back again with our own flock and help those that must take the active part upon thy day. Lord, forgive all that was sinful this day in speaking and listening, and crown it with thy blessing for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our closing psalter is number 424, stanzas 1 and 2. Sing. Sing a new song to Jehovah for all the wonders he has wrought. His right hand and arm most holy, the victory to him have brought. The Lord has published his salvation, his righteousness has he made known. He showed to every heathen nation that judgment issues from his throne. 1 and 2 of Psalter 424.
Every heathen nation.
has remembered all his mercy, his truth declared to Israel, the ends of earth have seen his blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.